The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show. I'm Tommy Wilson from Living Free Ministries, and we're downtown here on a beautiful Thursday morning, and we're in the Super Talk radio station with Dr. Phil here. And we get to do this every Thursday, and we're thankful. Today, the team is here. Bobby Capps is to my right. He is the director of Crosswind Ministries. And Kirby Nixon is to my left, and he is the director of the Freedom Center. And Kirby, right off the bat, why don't you give us an update about where you're at with the Freedom Center and what's going on? You got beds?
We have got a guy came yesterday and one coming tomorrow or today, and then we'll be pretty much, I think we'll have one bed after that. So just staying full, and everyone is getting, for the most part, getting some healing. We got some guys tonight going to see their family for the first time sober in decades, some of them. So just praise God for that, and just seeing men come in, you know, with zero hope and less than 2 weeks ago, you know, and then seeing them going around smiling and talking to everybody the last few days, it just really, really makes it, you know, just blesses me. You know, I got a text a couple nights ago from one of our guys, his wife, and his 3-year-old was at the altar by herself, praying, you know, so just very special.
That was a pretty touching picture. Like that.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Well, we're full there. We, Bobby, with that, I mean, your counseling schedule is packed out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's neglecting some too, like Kirby and.
Yeah,
I heard he
stood me up twice on Mondays.
Yeah, so it's getting out of hand.
So
I keep forgetting you weren't there.
All right, listen, but man, let's talk about yesterday. We had a great day yesterday at the water. We went to our Goat Island.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the Goat Island Campground, Bonnie and Craig, and that bunch that allows us to come in and use their pavilion. And our baptism is in the water there, and we've done a lot of it. And yesterday, our friends from Dennis Church, Nathan Hodum, and they brought barbecue, brought a chocolate cake.
Yeah, they should have done that.
Yeah, yeah. We had 40 people there.
I saw it.
Yeah,
awesome.
We had 40 people there.
That was a great picture.
Yeah, yeah. Great, beautiful background and all that. And then we got to see some of Prentice County's finest.
Amen.
Kyle Jackson. Tristan Michael, Tyler Wilson,
and Jake O'Connor.
Jake O'Connor and Ralph Carpenter's grandson all take place in baptism. And so what it was, we asked Kyle to baptize Tristan. That's his brother-in-law. And then he baptized Jake O'Connor, which all three of them guys knew each other. You know, they about the same age, grew up in the same community, run the same roads. Probably in the same jail cell before. But look, and then Tyler Wilson got to baptize Ralph's grandson out there. So, man, I'm just telling you, that day was a picture of grace taking place
Absolutely.
In the water yesterday.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm just going to say it. I know it could have been the best day we've had.
Well, I knew you were going to say it, so I'm glad you said it.
Yeah.
Well, great. It's just this story of God taking a whole sub. I mean, it just reminds me of back in Acts. It would say, you know, and he got saved in his whole household.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, to me, it's like he got saved in his whole crew.
Yeah.
And his whole old running buddies, you know, and all the, he got saved and all the hoods used to run with him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just like, God's like doing something special in these young guys, man. And it's really exciting.
It was really cool. Tyler Wilson, I brought my waders because if I was going to have to get in the water, I was going to stay dry. And Tyler's like, man, I said, man, you just help him and I won't have to get in. And he said, can I wear your waders? I said, sure. Well, I don't guess he'd ever put any on. You know, so I helped him get them on. He said, so you're telling me I'm not going to get wet under here? I said, no, man, you're going to be dry as a bone when you come out. He'd come out and he said, this is the way to do it.
Especially in October, November.
Yeah. he'll have as much a as that waders. Guy get baptizes people.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so, we took communion there.
Yeah,
and
Tyler led us in communion.
And he took us through, started in Romans 6 and went all over.
Yeah, he
Galatians
went through a lot.
Yeah, it was really
but
good.
But at the start, I mean, we had a great meal, had enough food, but then Tyler Wilson, Bobby, led us with the Lord's Supper. That's Tyler Wilson. You know, God has been to prison 5 times, and God has been arrested he don't know how many times, because they just used to pick him up every day because he'd just walk in the street slinging his arms. Now he's slinging Jesus, you know.
So, I've got to do this. I've got to do this because this is important for you to hear. God, I'll paraphrase it. God, in his wisdom, because God's wise, chose not to use the wise people to tell people about him. But instead, he chose the people who nobody thought anything about. And he gave them the story of the gospel. And yes. Those people were the people that he used. You think about, like, Billy Graham didn't even finish college. He was a nobody. And he's talked to presidents and prime ministers all over the world. You know what I mean? And the thing is that because God is wise, he knew that if he just picked the smartest guy out there and said, okay, you know, you know, like everybody always says, man, if Jordan Peterson gets saved, you know, it's going to be wonderful. No, the truth is, you know, it's going to be wonderful when Tyler Wilson gets saved. Yeah. You know, that because what happens is that's how God works. In God's wisdom, he didn't try to take smart guys to, like, figure God out. He said, no, I'm going to show you something that's wise. What's wise is that I'm going to have my son die for people. And when I save those people, they're going to be able to take my story forward.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. Because, and you know what the point was at the end of 1 Corinthians? He said this. Here's why. Because I don't want anybody except God to be glorified. When you see Tyler Wilson do that, who do you think? I mean, you're only like, the only thing you can say is God works miracles. Jesus saves. God works miracles. Yeah. Jesus saves. Yeah. I mean, you can't ever say anything about anything else, because there were people that didn't think he was ever going to be able to make a full sentence.
No, he couldn't. He couldn't even carry on a conversation.
Yeah, I was one of them.
You know, and here this guy is out, you know, leading people to the Lord and preaching in prison every week, and you know what I mean, and just dragging people to Jesus via the gospel, and who gets glorified? God gets glorified. And like, you listen to these guys talk about each other. Listen to this crew that you're talking about that was out there last night talking about each other. And just how astonished that they are that they would have never seen each other where they are right now, ever. What is that? Who gets the glory? Only God does, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not like we must decrease, he must increase. There's some stories where that's the only way you can look at it. And I'm really grateful that God, in his wisdom, chose to do it that way.
Oh, yeah. Look. Let me tell you how we got Kyle Jackson. Me and Wesley's visiting somebody in jail, and we just happened to see Kyle in jail. And we then make a phone call. That was last August. Probably started working on it 2 or 3 months before that. But we called Tyler Moss and said, Tyler, if you can get him. Tyler was his lawyer. I said, Tyler, if you can get him released, man, we'd love to have Kyle. Didn't think it would ever happen. Then all of a sudden it happens. And Kyle's been with us ever since. Now he's a part of our team. Well, same thing with Tristan. Tristan's in jail. It looks dim for him. And so.
And Tyler Moss again.
Yeah,
Tyler. Seemed like Tyler Moss might owe us a little, owe us a little money or something.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Tyler, just drop it by.
So, and then the other boy, because of Kyle being there, Jake O'Connor's getting out of jail, getting out of prison, and he calls and his mom or somebody calls Kyle, and Kyle said, yeah, we'll get him a bed. And that's how all that worked out. So it's only God, and man, I am thankful to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, your faith grows sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You get to see, you get to be part of some things, and all of a sudden, man,
well, and it, here's what it does. Here's what it does for me. You know, long time with the Lord. Here's what it does for me. It makes me think, Bobby, you don't have to put confidence in yourself. You trust that message. You look at, you trust that gospel, period. You trust the God of that gospel. And you watch what he will do. Because sometimes, you know, we think that we can get so polished at this stuff that, you know, all of a sudden we're going to be able to do something. I can't do nothing.
Well,
you know, and it let and it, it gives me hope that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Yeah.
Period. And I don't have to, like, you know, I don't have to. And I don't have to do anything except it.
Well,
Paul said, I determined to know nothing among you, you know, except Christ and him crucified.
We're thankful for what we get to do every day. And it's because of supporters and people that encourages us and gives to us. And we get to do this radio show because of supporters and things. We've already got a text from Tyler Wilson's sister. Saying it's already off to a great show. And so thank you for that text. If you'd like to text us a question, comment, or something about the show, 662-603-9829. Listen, if you're out of town sometime or you're somewhere where you can't listen to the radio, you can listen online here at supertalk.fm Corinth. You can tune in there anywhere. When I'm gone on Tuesdays, that's the way I get to, or Thursdays, that's the way I get to listen. So we're thankful for that. Today's show sponsors is Rapid Restoration. Brady and Mary Grace has been good to us. We're thankful for them. Use them for all your water needs, whatever kind of problem you got at your house. If your house shifted like mine did, Brady can come in, get up under it, jack it up, do all the stuff, and get it fixed right. And he is good at what he does. So Brady Pratt at Rapid Restoration and Repair. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Calvary right there on Highway 72. First-class folks doing first-class things for all your burial needs. Jeff Green there at Jeff's Barbershop. Man, I don't know how many heads Jeff cut for us every week, but we're thankful for Jeff Green. I pulled in this morning to give him a butter roll and stuff. So Jeff, right there on Highway 72, Jeff Green. The Dinner Bell Steak and Fish, Melissa Carson and them, plate lunches, fish, steak. I'm going to say this, they've got the best fish in our area. If you like fried catfish, and if you don't like fried catfish, go to see a psychiatrist or something. Something's wrong.
Or go to the salad bar.
Yeah. Wilco Real Estate Group. Who is that, Kirby?
That's my perfect wife and perfect mother-in-law right here downtown.
I would suggest you speak up and sound a little excited.
Oh, was
about
I not close enough? I'm sorry. No,
well, you wasn't excited to say that's your dog. That's your wife.
Oh, yeah. They're the best. They're the best. They're the best.
Okay. Gatlin's Pharmacy. Hey, I think sister's listening too.
Yes, she is. I just got a text. Somebody's mowing. She thinks it's me. She's screaming, Sissy Daddy, Bell, and waving. So.
All right, Gatlin's Pharmacy there, Bart Dorn and his family, Bart and Dawn, man. We're very thankful for Bart Dorn and Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo for all your pharmacy needs. Carnes Mattress Furniture Outlet right there on Highway 72, 3 miles west of High Prices. They have, in October, it's the month to buy queens. It's the month to buy whatever mattress you need, but we have queens on sale. This month, Crosswind Ministries, that's Bobby and his crew, been here for over 20 years now helping folks, and we're thankful for that. Daniel Alter, the local Subways, and man, I've ate in all three Subways in the last few days. They got this protein sandwich right now, double meat on them. I get the turkey and ham, but they got the steak, avocado, turkey and ranch, and chicken and avocado sandwich. Go by and try them out at the three locations here in Corinth. And Nick Bank, Nick's a dear friend. Nick is a big supporter and a good friend to us. He has been in Chicago this week, watched the Cubs game, and went to Notre Dame and watched the Notre Dame game the other day. So Nick and his sons had a big week. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. If you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines, Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, we welcome you back to our show here in downtown Corinth on a beautiful Thursday morning. Man, I don't know how to tell you, but the Yankee season's over with. March 25th of next year, season starts again. But in between then, we got high school basketball about to start, and our man Jimmy Anderson I'll be on the radio soon, but I hope to be in the stands with Jimmy.
He's on the football tomorrow.
Yeah, Jimmy's got still high school football, but I'm waiting on basketball season now. So, Bobby, me and your teams is not playing no more. Kirby's team did.
Best two teams in baseball have to watch,
yeah,
watch the playoffs.
That's the way I look at it. So, but it's fun. I'm a baseball guy. I can't wait to watch the Dodgers and Phillies, the Brewers and Cubs. I mean, I love, and you know, they got game five with Detroit and Seattle tomorrow night. So I'm a baseball guy. I love the game and stuff. So I'm just excited to still get to watch it. But without the Yankees playing, it ain't as exciting for me. But the first part of our show here, we really talked about some things going on. What's the verse you just shared with us, Bobby?
He said, God said this, God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise, and God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong, and God chose what is low and despised in the world to bring to nothing all the big shots, the things that are, so that no human being can boast in the presence of God.
And where is that at, Bobby?
1 Corinthians, the end of the chapter.
1 Corinthians in chapter 1 right there. And we was talking about Tyler Wilson, Kyle Jackson. And, you know, Bobby, I can go back a few years ago. Me and you're sitting around the table. Me and you've been sitting around the table a long, long time. And we've been sitting around the table thinking and hoping for days like this for a long time because we knew, me and you're getting old. We know, we've talked about it. We need young guys in our program. We need young guys to be part of it. And all of a sudden now we're just overflowing with young guys. You know, Preston's 31, Kirby is
32.
Kyle is 33
maybe or 4.
33, 4. Tristan is about that age.
Yeah.
And things, so it's really Tyler Wilson's 30, I think.
30. Yeah.
No, he'll be 31 in December. Yeah. And then, you know, well, Truett's old as dirt.
Truett's really old.
Yeah, Truett's really old. So so I guess Truett balances out all of our young guys. But, you know, everywhere Tyler shows up, he's got Steven Goforth. Mm. And
they learn how to ride with each other, you know, and they rode with each other in the ditch, you know, and now they're riding with each other on the Golden Highway. And so, yeah, I love it. And it is, you know, we get to spend our time now investing in these guys really, you know, watching what the Lord's going to do to work all the bugs out in their life. And I loved it when Wesley was here for the same reason.
Yeah.
Young man, you know, godly man, God's mightily using, you know what I mean? And just, you know, like, just watch these guys grow and watch how God uses them. And
well, Ronnie's 40.
Yeah, Ronnie's the same thing. He's young, too.
I can't remember how old Wesley was. Wesley's probably right at 40.
Yeah, Wesley's, like, right there.
He's
they're all 40. Roughly Jeffrey's age, yep.
So, I mean, God just has sent us a great group of young guys over the last few years. And out of that, he reached into the horrible pit and found guys and pulled Tyler Wilson out. Only God could do that. Pulled Kyle Jackson out. Pulled Tristan Michael out. Pulled Kirby into our program. Mm. You know, he's up Pig Week.
He pulled me out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, and the thing is that, you know, you look at, you know, I remember the before pictures on a lot of these guys, not only in my relationship with them, but, you know, in some, I didn't know Wesley when he was in the mess, but boy, the pictures, Lewis, goodness gracious, what, you know, he was a mess, and, you know, y'all were running buddies, and, you know, it's like the Lord just, he's just rescuing you, and listen, it's not lost on me that he's not rescuing men, he's rescuing families, he's building a community, right? This is a community of guys who honestly could have been the most destructive community that Boonville's ever known, you know what I mean? And here's God saving them and getting their wheels under them, and now they may be the great, you know, the greatest thing, the kingdom building, and that clean that town up, you know?
Well, Boonville gets a lot of bad
advertising. And to be fair, I mean, you know, they ain't no worse than anybody else. Yeah. You know, we're all a mess. Everybody's sinners.
But it's a lot of fun, because that's who I came out of, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun that God is just picking guys out of that horrible pit to bring here to be with us for a little while. You know, we've watched Kyle get married, Kyle and his wife get a home, and start trying to live like husband and wife.
We watched Kirby get married.
Yeah. Well, I watched Kirby get married.
Up close.
Yeah, up close. And the story with Kirby is I met Kirby in 2019. His mom brought him to us because he was a mess, wanted to go to the Home of Grace, so I lined that up. The very next day, I drove him to the Home of Grace. All the way down there, I said, man, I like this guy. I really like this guy. He's going to come back and help. And I heard him that ride, his heart. He said, man, I want to get right, come back and help. And when he came back, he married my daughter. And
that helped a lot, though, see?
Yeah, that did help a lot. But then 2 years into that, you know, somehow God just really shifted your motions, your way. You know, we our friend Robbie Crane shared out of Haggai 1 the other night. And in Haggai 1, twice, the Lord says, consider your ways.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty powerful. And somewhere right there, Kirby, you considered your ways and, man, made a 360 turn.
I grew up in two very drastic different denominations. You know, always in church. Thought I knew the Lord and thought a lot of things, but really didn't know what to think because I just heard so much different from both sides, you know, and just the Lord just set me free from all that. He set me free from a lot of confusion. He rescued me. Like I say, it don't really make sense any day, but really no way to explain it besides, you know, that's just what he does. And Bobby read the verse in 1 Corinthians. You know, I was the foolish, you know, that he decided that he would use, and I'm just thankful, you know, for that. And I got a lot of folks from my past that I would love to see free. You know, I think a lot of times we think there's a lot of different ways and routes to freedom, and that's what I thought. You know, I thought if I did good enough or tried hard enough or hated sin more or whatever, you know, a lot of different things I tried along the years and none of them worked. You know, but he works. I mean, our program is based on John 8:36. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm not a scholar, but that indeed is...
Is indeed.
I do know that, so...
Yeah, praise God for that.
And now he's put me at a place where I get to, you know, see him work in men's lives, set them free. When I left the Home of Grace, I didn't want to leave the Home of Grace because I feel like a lot of parts of me knew I wasn't ready to leave, and I didn't want to leave. You know, it was a great place. My relationship with the Lord was stronger than it had ever been, and I was more at peace than I'd ever been, but I had a 2-year-old son at home that I knew I had to get home to. So I feel like the Lord knew then that's my heart wanted to stay down there and help, and now he's put me here, and that's just what he does.
Well, Taylor, my niece, just texted me and said that she brought up a night that I guess when she had met you at our house. Bobby, it's coming a snow blizzard outside. Tyler Wilson's in his old lifestyle. He just cuts out walking. You know, like on the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, how the guy's just walking through the snow and it's so bad. That's the way it was that night.
I thought he was going to buy a phone or something.
He was walking Dollar General or something. I mean, Dollar General probably hadn't been open in 4 or 5 hours, the weather is so bad. But look, Randy's there, my brother, Tyler's dad, says, well, I'm going to go get him. So he walks out, and everybody's got him blocked in, and Kirby gives Randy the keys to his truck to go find Tyler. And when they walked out the door, I said, man, you may not see them guys no more. You may not see your truck no more.
It took them a while to get back from the Dollar Store, I will say.
But Taylor said she's listening with Stella, Cade, and Marley. I know Marley's got a birthday, and they're going to have a birthday party tomorrow. So
Happy birthday, Marley.
Yeah. So, and thankful for the other texts. You can text us about our show, 662-603-9829. We'd love to hear comments and things. We've talked about a lot of good stuff. The baptism, Kirby's life, and see guys, you know. We got about a 50% graduation rate, maybe a little higher, but somewhere around 50%. But
we got a pretty big memorial table.
Yeah. Out of that 50%, the number's pretty high that out of the graduates, over 10% has died. So, you know, one of the questions always is, well, what's your success rate?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to answer that question when we come back after the break. We're going to take a break and come right back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Have you seen my contractor?
Don't worry. At Rapid Restoration and Repair, we're always here when you need us. Whether it's water or fire damage, mold remediation, or even sewage cleanup, we've got you covered. Forget the disappearing acts. We've handled customized crawlspace solutions and even silicone roof coatings to save energy and keep your home safe and dry. As a veteran-owned and operated company, we are always on time, every time. Built on honor, integrity, and dedication, you can trust Rapid Restoration. Call us today for a free estimate at 662-415-6623 or visit rapidrestore.com.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey, folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Car, Mississippi. And listen, it's the best time of the year, and it's the best time to get a deal. We have 12-inch memory foam queens with cooling systems, $299. I've got a truckload of top name brand queens for $399, and I have a lot of them. Everyone needs a queen in their life, and it's time to get it. You got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that queen.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps,
and Kirby Nixon.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment. Thank you for all the texts, man. Jeff Green wanted to let people know he is open cutting hair today. He has about a fourth of a bubble gum thing. I don't know where all the bubble gum goes.
He's already been by the center today. He brought our new guy a couple boxes of clothes and some necessities that he needed. So,
well, our friend Craig Johnson just texted us, and y'all be praying for Craig. He was in the hospital all last week waiting on some tests, and he said he's listening to the show. We're thankful for Craig. Angel texted us, Paul Green from over Belmont, Texas, and things. So we've had several texts. We love to hear that you listen to the show. What church? I was at a church this past week, and Bobby, there's a lady that had fought. Everybody was gone, and I was about one of the last ones walking out, and she waited on me. She wanted me to know that she listens to us every Thursday, and she thinks it's the best show that she gets to listen to. And I'm thankful.
We're glad to have you, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we think we're in here just talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. We are.
When people stop me at Gardner's, when mm-hmm. people comes in my store to buy a mattress or see me at the bank, they'll tell me they listen to her show, or, man, I know your voice. And stuff. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for what we get to do, and the sponsors and supporters that helps us do what we get to do. You know, one of the things that we've got coming up is the 112 acres of land that we've purchased out there on Alcorn and School Road. And I just talked to the architect last night. We hope that we can announce in November what our plans is, and that I just talked to Tyler Pittman on the phone, the guy that's helping me get the land cleared and all that. Big shout out to Tyler and his brother Tom and their dad Mike. His mom is on our board, so we're thankful for the Pittman family and what they do to us. But there's so many of them, and man, Bobby, this land's a major project, but God's gave us peace through it. God's gave us a vision for it. So I'm looking forward to when we can get over there and I have 35 men someday. And it's going to look different. Our program will look different because 35 men can't travel with us. Like Sunday, I carried 15 men into this subway down here on the out by Mars Crumbs and fed them lunch. You know, you can't travel with 35 men and walk in restaurants and stuff. Now, the dinner bell set us up last.
Yeah, we had 20 plus
last Friday, and we had about 23 with us there. And Bobby, you won't believe this, but 17 of them guys ordered salad bars. They didn't order plate lunches. They didn't order a hamburger. For some reason, 17 of them ordered salad bars.
This is the deal with this crew we got over there now. They're kind of a little health conscious. They like fancy Bibles. They're a little bit kind of a hotty totty group, you know, hoity toity, you know what I mean? And so I don't know what to make of them. They're kind of uppity a little bit.
Yeah, you told me this morning.
Well, they're learning from Kyle.
$70 journals.
Yeah, they got $70 journals.
Mine's a $6.
They're learning from Kyle Jackson. We know how extra he is.
Oh, bougie Jackson. Yeah. Well, I promise you, there was two that didn't get to the salad bar. That's Josh Holliston and Kyle Jackson.
So, great, nice segue into the great question that you led with before the break.
Yeah.
How do we know that we're successful?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this is simple. This is, if you want to, there's a great story. This is at the end of Acts, one of Tommy's favorite books. And Paul's fixing to leave. What many scholars argue is his favorite church. It was the one he stayed at the longest, the church at Ephesus. And he's fixing to leave it. And if you wanted to know how he made a defense for his own success, it might be the same way that any Christian minister would make a defense for their success and how the Freedom Center will make a defense for their success. And here's what he said. He said, I did not shrink from declaring you the whole counsel of God. He said this. Listen to what he said up here, over here. He said, I did not shrink from declaring you anything that was profitable. I taught you in the public. I taught you from house to house. I testified both to the Jews and the Greeks of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, I don't count myself or my own life of any value, nor as precious to me, but only if I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, which was simply this, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Do you know how Paul determined his own success? He said, listen, I taught you God's word. I taught you about the grace of God that was in the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't hold nothing back from you. I let you know everything that God wanted you to hear. And that's it. He didn't grade his ministry success on the results of the gospel.
That's good.
He graded his ministry success on the fact that he was faithful to the gospel. Right? And our job with these guys is to be faithful to the gospel, to be faithful to bring them the truth about God and how they can be right with God and how they can walk with God and to encourage them and strengthen them by the truths of the scripture. And the Holy Spirit does what he does. It's this idea where Paul said, I watered and Apollos, I planted, Apollos watered, but it was God who gave the increase. And many times when they're asking us about our success, they're asking about whether or not God gave the increase. And my question is, if you want to know about the increase, you got to take that up with God. But if you want to know about our faithfulness, we're faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're faithful to declare to our guys the hope that is in that gospel, yeah, and to show them how they can live according to it. And that's so our ministry success. If we ever deviate from that, if we ever try to go down some other road other than Jesus Christ will change your life, if we ever abandon the truth of the gospel and the effectiveness of the gospel and the power of the gospel, then we're just going to be some other secular place and who cares what we do.
Yeah.
But our success is that we have given our lives to the ministry of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, in our life, faith, our faith don't have a plan B.
That's right. We don't have a plan B.
Yeah, our faith is plan A, and that's it.
There's the way. There's not.
Well, that's what Jesus said.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, he is the way. Now, Bobby, we do lead with an exit plan for them. We give them, you know, three really priority things you got to do.
Yeah, we encourage them and strengthen them and show them a path, yeah, and show them how to walk on it and all that kind of stuff. But you know, we really are not responsible. Somebody said, you know, well, what about those people that are always struggling, all this kind of stuff? And I said, man, I'm telling you, staying sober is a struggle. Be sober and be vigilant. We have an adversary who's trying to take us out. We have to resist him, standing firm in our faith. It is a struggle to walk with the Lord. It is a struggle to be faithful. It is actually, the Lord calls it a fight. And it's a good fight of faith, right? But make no doubt about it that while people struggle and while they stumble, the Lord, that same Lord says, though a righteous man stumbles six times, yea, seven, I'll hold him up with my hand, right? And so I have a strong Lord and a faithful Lord, and when I'm not faithful, he still is, and his arm is long towards fools and stumblers, you know? And that's why we always end with Jude's doxology.
Yeah.
Because it's a verse written to stumblers. Yeah. And I'm a stumbler and I live among stumblers, you know. And, yeah, and it's why the Lord didn't choose the wise things of the world. You know, that's what people sometimes say, well, are you going to make wise things? No, no. You know, and I had one guy tell me, he said, you know, listen, I'm just so embarrassed, you know, about falling back into the mess again and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, so you're embarrassed to be one of the weak guys and one of the poor guys and one of the sinners. I said, you know, Jesus didn't come for nobody else. He didn't come for nobody else. Go stand with the sinners. I had one guy that wanted to go back to his home church, and he just said, you know, he'd made a mess of things, and you know, and he was so ashamed to go back to his home church. And I just asked him, I said, is there anybody in that church that's really been messed up, but they still go there? And he said, yeah. And I said, sit with them. Go find some sinners to sit with, because that's who we are. Right. And my deal is we're people who need Jesus more than we know that we need him. And so how are we successful? We're faithful to the God and to his gospel. That's it. Well, you know what I mean? And, yeah. You know, like we have guys that come from other programs. We've got two former directors in our program right now. We've got guys that come from other programs.
Actually, and they three and now, Gary.
Exactly. And so, and they'll sit there and tell us about like some of the things they love that we do, you know, that really is a great ministry to them. And it's really helpful to them. And they've been a long time in other programs. And I just, you know, the thing is, though, that's not what makes people well. You know, that's not what makes people well. What makes people well is that God changes their hearts, yeah. Period. That's what makes people
and then
well.
We, you know, one of your mentors just passed away.
Yeah.
Jimmy Bates.
Yeah.
And so you intentionally over the last how many years? 17 years. You intentionally met this guy every Wednesday morning at 5:30.
That's, just put yourself you under up, the teacher.
You live in Iuka. If you get up to be somewhere at 5:30 in the morning.
6:30.
But
don't give me that much.
Okay. Well,
I'm cool, but I ain't that cool.
But
and so,
but you got to put yourself around somebody like Tyler Wilson right
now. Yeah, exactly.
You know, somebody that's willing to put you in the truck with them.
Thing is, this is what I tell young guys. You're the Timothys. Find a Paul and sit under him and don't leave him.
Yeah.
And for you guys that are the Pauls that the Lord has matured and shown grace to, find a Timothy and don't let go of them. I mean, I was blessed to sit under a guy for 17 years until the Lord took him home. And I'm looking for the next guy to sit under for the next 17 until he takes me home.
Well, one of our guys.
And I want guys, I want to give that gift away to the younger men in my life.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing. That's the opportunity.
One of our guys last night, I was talking to him on the way to Goat Island, and he hadn't heard your testimony, Tommy. So that'd give you a good topic for tomorrow. Maybe you're not going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
But anyway, you need to tell it.
I'm going to be at a Living Free retreat in Savannah, Tennessee with Jim Farrakis. They're having a banquet tonight with Nikki Cruz. It was Nikki Cruz, David Wilkerson, and that bunch. Doing the streets in Chicago, Nikki Cruz got saved. He was a gang leader or something, got saved, started preaching and helping people on the streets of New York. Our Living Free program was birthed out of that, but also the Teen Challenge programs around the world now was birthed out of that. So one guy getting saved on the streets of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, and he's going to be in Pickwick tonight. He's 80-something-year-old. But look, his salvation experience caused a
whole movement.
Yeah.
Whole movement. And so I can brag on Tommy. As it relates to non-residential Living Free programs, this is the biggest one in the country. And so you guys should be proud of Corinth, should be proud of his ministry. You should think that he's a superstar. Ask him to sign something. He'll sign your hand. It'll be a little shaky, but he'll sign it. But really, you know, God's really blessed this ministry. We were talking about this last night. Rosaria Butterfield has written a book on hospitality about how the kind of the this unspoken super grace of sharing a meal with someone. And the reason it reminded me about your ministry was because I said, I actually think that it's possible that the reason that his ministry is what it is because when he gathers people, he always breaks bread. And the thing is, and you've done that, you said your daddy did that. From time, you've seen that your entire life, that when he gathers people, he breaks bread with them. And there's something about that particular type of hospitality that opens the heart and opens the relationship. And I really think that it's one of the great strengths of our ministry, you know, and your ministry. And so I'm very, very thankful for it. And but, yeah, super, super.
Well, also tonight at Living Free Ministries, we've got a Freedom Center alumni sharing, Kane Hawkins. Kane is a young man that came to us out of Alabama somewhere.
Coleman.
In Coleman, Alabama. Dropped out of high school when he was about the ninth grade. Just ran into trouble, kept bouncing off the walls. His family got him here to us. Jabari's wife was Kane's family.
Yep.
And so they got him here, and Kane finished her program last December, went down to Lewisdale, Mississippi, and went into a transition home that a church has. For y'all's church guys, church leaders, this church had a transition home. My friend Nathan Hodum's fixing that. He is already opening up a transition home. And even last night, he's kind of already talking about how to expand it. Churches ought to be in the transition home helping folks. And so Kane graduated.
Yeah, because if you can't, let me say this real quick. If you can't do the heavy lifting of kind of, you know, dealing with people right when they're new, early in recovery, you know, you could think about doing this type of thing where you can really fold them into your church family and really create some good, you know, life for them there. So big time. And so, yeah,
Kane,
great idea.
Kane graduated that. He is back in Corinth with our old man Truett we talked about earlier. Truett is kind of mentoring him and helping him out right now. Truett's going to be on the stage tonight kind of interviewing Kane Hawkins at Living Free. Our friends from Walden Street is feeding us. They always come with a great meal. So it'll be a great night to come and check out Living Free at 6 o'clock tonight. So I'd invite you to be part of that. We look forward to that. Guys, anything else? Well, again, we're just thankful for what we get to do every day here at the Freedom Center, Living Free. You know, it ain't always heydays. It ain't always just glory. When we lose a brother for whatever reason, that's hard on us. We had to dismiss some this week. That's hard. It was Kirby's first experience where he had three of them was dismissed at one time.
Yeah.
You know, Olivia said Kirby was awake all night that night. Just. Mm. With his heart heavy for these guys. So it's always. But we ask that you be praying for us. Pray for the Freedom Center, Living Free, Crosswind Ministries. Participate. Come tonight. Come see what we're doing. We'd love to have your men's group on a Friday, Saturday afternoon. Come to the Freedom Center and feed us. Do a devotion. So participate. But guys, we need partners. We need partners coming in and supporting us monthly or ever how you could help us. We need that. So we always close with the book of Jude, the last two. My mentor, D. Dodd, always done this. Every time I ever meet and he read this, this was our closing prayer, and it's going to be ours here today.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.